Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grant Bill. Welcome one and all. Some of you via invitation, where applicable, might see church mice, Peter and Paul, every day, forever. Ubiquitous audience, one and all, in combination, continue paying it forward. We appreciate that. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. We're here daily now in our sixth year, running 3 audio versions each and every day. Blessed to be on all podcast platforms where you would hear any podcast show. My YouTube offering daily is Bill Holt at 8792. Like us, give us a thumbs up, share, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. We grow 1-star seed at a time. There's 2 probing questions each and every day in the descriptions of our shows. We cover many categories here, always with the mind, body, and soul. Today, here, momentarily, I'm going to do 1 faction of my audio show, Main Mentor Moments in Business and in Life, mostly in life, now fully retired. Take a 10-second break. When we come back, we'll be here for the better part of 30 minutes. Take a look at some Main Mentor Moments. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us. Do interact with our voicemail message boards at the show. The VH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour with your host and moderator, me, Grandpa Bill. Welcome one and all, some of you via invitation where applicable, my 2 church mice, Peter and Paul, combined with the ubiquitous audience, your efforts to pay it forward. We are growing exponentially with your help in doing so. Thank you for doing that. Continue doing so. We do 3 audio versions daily, my 6th year running doing that. My YouTube offerings, Bill Holt at Bill Holt 8792. Give us a thumbs up, like us, share us, subscribe where you're comfortable in doing so. And we always do interactive polls daily. Please do interact and leave messages at the voicemail message board at the BH Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour. Always food for the mind, the body, and the soul. One of my factions today via this. Okay, welcome back. Thanks for doing so. Calming breath. This is actually a combination of 2 of my audio shows here today. It's a little bit about Main Mentor Moments in business and in life, but it's also predominantly here today, Workouts for Geriatrics, aka Silver Streakers, everything oriented to predominantly senior citizen health, wellness, nutrition, healthcare overall, but it's good for all kids from 1 to 92, wherever you are on the chronology ladder, because it's about health and wellness. So leaning a little bit here, revisiting on the nutrition side of a couple of things we've talked about at our shows, archived many times over at Workouts for Geriatrics. A recent meta-analysis discussed how a single strength workout will actually decrease muscle glycogen levels by 24 to 40%. 15 and just 3 sets of 12 reps performed to muscular failure was shown to result in a 26.1 decrease in muscle glycogen levels, 0.16. So one of the main reasons to consume carbs after your workout is to replenish these stores. One study showed that muscle breakdown more than doubled in a glycogen depleted versus a glycogen loaded state. This means your body is more likely to spend energy to rebuild that muscle tissue when your stores are full. Muscle in an expensive, quotation fingers, tissue, to have meaning, it requires more, M-O-R-E, all bold letters, fuel, and more, all bold letters, nutrients, for maintenance and upkeep, in my quotation fingers. Why would a body that is already struggling with chronic stress and poor energy production spend valuable and limited energy resources on building muscle? That body is just focused on surviving, and building muscle in that instance would mean it would need more energy and tools that is already low in at that stage of the cycle. Your body's intelligent. It has the innate trait to heal itself. It's not going to waste energy on something it knows it can't support. That's like buying a new car but not being able to pay for the monthly car payments. For those of you that may be applicable to in putting your arms around it. Full muscle glycogen stores are a signal and signal of safety to your body that there is enough energy, so it's okay to spend some of it building that muscle tissue back up and taking care of it over the long run. Carbs lower stress hormones. Smart exercise is a good stress that, yes, elevates the enemy in some regards, cortisol levels, but stay with me. And cortisol is good also. It's balance, it's balance, it's balance. But we should try to lower that cortisol peak ASAP, bold letters, after the workout. Our muscles rebuild when we are in a rest and digest state. Please hover on that. Rest and digest. Rest and digest. One more time. Rest and digest. Not in a state of flight or flight. Consuming carbs as part of your post workout meal will significantly decrease cortisol and helps you recover faster. One study showed that the inclusion of carbs to a post-workout meal decreased cortisol levels by 11% relative to the cortisol levels measured during the exercise session, something we've talked about many times at Workouts for Geriatrics. The no-carb group had a peak cortisol increase of 105%. Carbs help suppress the exercise-induced cortisol release, checks and balances, so that you can recover faster. Keep your hormones balanced and maintain strong thyroid health with a robust metabolism. Kelp, kelp, kelp. We'll talk about that. In balance. Because it has high iodine and great natural, but it's in everything. You have to be vigilant that kelp is so present in everything. Pet foods, cosmetics, foodstuffs is an ingredient. Read those labels. Pay attention. Be vigilant in your food choices. They're becoming more and more minimized. Good quality, healthful foods and routines. Carbs, carbs, carbs. They help suppress the exercise-induced cortisol release so that you can recover faster. Keep your hormones balanced and maintain strong thyroid health and a robust metabolism. But our body can make all the carbs it needs. This is a very common counter-argument that we all receive, largely from men. That we don't need to consume carbs since our body can make its own carbohydrates via a process called glucoegogenesis. We keep it fellas, we used to be obsessed with the dogma and the ideology, old, broken down mindsets and conditions. They apply to all categories. Most assuredly, health and how we supposedly attained it over the decades. Usually because, in the eyes and ears of the beholder, someone beautiful, famous, or getting paid big bags of money and not even knowing what they were talking about to begin with, was telling you how great it is or was. Truth be told. So, at my blog, which correlates with this, I wrote about this. Fueling recovery, why carbs matter after workouts for active seniors and all kids from 1 to 92. Muscle, glycogen, and carbs. The concept of muscle glycogen depletion through exercise and how it can hinder muscle repair. Please do check out the archival shows, many of them over the years, about this subject. Recent note, my blog, and this show today. Explain how carbs help replenish glycogen stores, sending a significant safety signal to the body to focus on rebuilding muscle, stress hormones, and recovery. We are discussing how exercise benefits can elevate cortisol levels. We have done that many times over the archival shows for a really long time. Explain how consuming carbs after workouts helps lower cortisol, continuing to do so, promoting a restful state needed for recovery. Briefly, sort of here, addressing the misconception that our bodies can make all the carbs that they need, optimum word, acknowledging it's a common concern and it's also common sense. Emphasize the importance of proper post-workout nutrition forever for active seniors. More importantly, for those of you that are dormant. We have seated versions for non-ambulatory friends. Questions for today, outlined in the description of the show. Please do interchange at the voicemail message board here at the show. What are your biggest challenges with recovery after your workouts, whatever your workouts are, to whatever degree they are? And how are you doing it? Do you have concerns about incorporating carbs into your post-routine workout? Are you completely comfortable? Have you been doing it for years? Is this old hat to you? Are you chuckling at me right now saying, come on, Bill, tell me something I don't know? I have no way of really knowing that. We have many expertise, past tense on the show, repeat guests, upcoming, future guests. I've been blessed to have agencies off the wall reaching out with their butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, psychotherapists, doctors, physicians, authors, workout specialists, literally and figuratively, with the global exposure that I've been blessed. Main Street Portland, Maine, Main Street USA, Main Street around the world. Senior fitness. Active aging, post-workout recovery, carbs for health, BA sales, workouts for geriatrics, aka silver streakers, good for all kids from 1 to 92. Holistic healing, BA sales, workouts. Have you ever wondered if your post-workout routine could be even more effective? Leave a message with your biggest challenges related to recovery after exercise, as they presently exist for you now where applicable. I might even discuss them on the next BA Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healing Hour podcast. You might even be my next guest. Modify the technical language? There is none. Carb-rich foods? We'll go back and visit some good recipes upcoming. Mentioning the benefits of kelp, for sure. Revisiting that. Had a 30-year career in it, long ago, far away. Both an animal and human genre and arenas. So by following these suggestions, we're hopefully presenting information and engaging interaction with yourselves. Signing out for today to make this all encompassing, now switching to a main mentor moment, now in retirement for yours truly. Miyagi, Now get 4, Shea 1, Every, How 3, Good, Ha Zi Hai, 3, Zi Huan Hua, Child, Dao Dao 1. All also, Ying Ge, Ying Ya 1, Ge 1. Should or ought to, Ge Do, Ge 2, Ge Dao 4, To get or receive, Guao Kali, Guao 4, Ge I, Li 4, Chocolate. So through that Mandarin self-teaching, now 4.5 months in on the 7-month sojourn, practicing the pinyins and the symbols, what that is the derivation and definition of, the English translation, every good child or boy deserves chocolate. It's actually how to learn a fret on a guitar. Every good G boy B. Every good boy deserves chocolate. Every good boy deserves chocolate. That's myself ingratiating daily Mandarin self-teaching that I try to stay on board with each and every day as part of my daily chores. China has a rich history of delicious desserts. We'll talk about those and their healthful version thereof, thus the predominant longevity within their society and healthcare, and how their senior citizens take care of themselves and are treated with the respect. Tang Bao. These are steamed soup dumplings, often filled with savory broths and pork. Their history stretches back to the Song Dynasty, 960 to 1279 AD, where they were enjoyed and still are as a snack or a light meal. Yubing, these mooncakes are a traditional treat associated with the Mid-Autumn Festival. Their fillings vary, but common ones include sweet red bean paste, lotus seed paste, and nuts. Their exact origin is debated, but there are evidence of mooncake-like pastries being eaten during the Tang Dynasty, 907 AD. Banmian, these are flaky pan-fried pastries filled with sweet or savory ingredients. Their origins trace back to northwestern China during the Han Dynasty, 206 BCE to 220 CE, and were influenced by the Central Asian cuisines. Tanghuahua. These are beautiful rice cakes decorated with intricate sugar flowers. Their artistic presentation originated during the Tang Dynasty, reflecting the era's emphasis on aesthetics. Upcoming issues will continue to unveil the secrets of longevity, a look at Chinese dietary wisdom for we silver streakers. Silver Streakers, Chinese Diet, Longevity, Health and Wellness, Senior Nutrition, BH Sales, Chemical Holistic Healing Hours, Workouts for Geriatrics, Main Mentor Moments, Tai Chi, Qigong, Yoga, Bio Video, Still Shots, Daily Audio Shows. Thanks for joining us again at BH Sales, Chemical Holistic Healing Hour today. We took a fascinating journey, hopefully perceived as such, to explore the wisdom here. At the closing, a little bit mixed in with the balance of Chinese dietary traditions and how they can empower silver streakers like ourselves, where applicable, and everyone listening from 1 to 92 to live long and healthy lives. Join me today and every day with experts renowned in Chinese medicine, holistic nutrition, senior citizenry, Main Street, Portland, Maine, Main Street, USA, Main Street around the world. Thank you for having me. Each and every day, wherever it is, in your car, in your living room, in your abode, in your private sanctum, out in the woods, on the nature path, let me know all of those things. Let's peel back the glass on, let's share some insights on how all these subjects, to include Chinese dietary wisdom, can benefit people of all ages, to extrapolate modalities, that the many modalities that it does take with holistic apothecary medicine to allow food for the mind, the body, and the soul, especially active seniors like we, silver streakers. A culture steeped in health and harmony, beginning by exploring the historical roots of Chinese food culture moving forward amongst many cuisines around the world, Ayurvedic, Malaysian, jungle medicines. I've been blessed to have guests in all of those genres from many of those countries on my shows. Traditional Chinese medicine views food as medicine. The focus isn't just on filling your stomach, but on nourishing your body and achieving balance, balance, balance. It's about consuming foods that harmonize with your individual needs and the seasons, that resonate with the holistic approach that we promote here at the Silver Streakers. It's not just about exercise. It's about creating a lifestyle that supports overall well-being, main mentor moments in business and in life. Silver Streakers, the key is balance and moderation. TCM emphasizes a balanced intake of all five food groups: whole grains, vegetables, fruits, lean protein, and healthy fats. Can you give some specific examples of how Silver Streakers can incorporate these principles? Sure. Interchange. What's your experience with grains, vegetables, fruits, proteins, fats? How are you incorporating them? Exchange some fodder with us. Silver Streakers and TCM dietary considerations. We'll go over them all. Exercising alongside diet for Silver Streaker harmony. Action steps. Embrace the journey. Join it with us. Become part of the family. Yours, mine, and ours. We're blessed to be members of many large intuitive groups. Buyer beware, with all due respect. Help us promote your goods, our wares, together. Yours, mine, and ours. Thriving a life to survive. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to healthy eating? Have you ever explored traditional Chinese medicine or movement practices? Or what ones have you? Share your experiences. Silver Streakers, Chinese Diet, Longevity, Health and Wellness, DA Sales, Kennel Club, Holistic Healing Hour, Tai Chi, Yoga, Qigong, Health, Wellness, each and every day. Everybody knows somebody that's challenged right now. No flight, no fight. We do it arm in arm, communally. That's how you abate all the bulliness, the theater. While the animals being driven out of their natural environment, we support that for life. Domesticated pets, of course, the challenges that they have, providing good medications and good foods. Feral and rescue animals, always their people, plants, and this planet. Hopefully perceived as a harbinger of good information, myself forever and ever being the porcelain junction box to put you in touch with butchers, bakers, candlestick makers, authors, doctors, lawyers, psychoanalysts, business entrepreneurs each and every day. By the good graces of you continuing to pay it forward, Main Street USA, Main Street Portland, Main Street around the world. We'll say bye-bye for now. Make it a safe and productive day. Peace, everybody.